Welcome to Consequences of Our Culture podcast. We plan to do other shit. Oh, no, it's not too early because we plan to do other shit. And we had Amber, right? She was supposed to come.
Yeah.
And she's not here.
No, she's not.
So right now we're going to talk about Married at First Sight. But honestly, Amber talks a lot of shit about me. Not being on time.
Right.
Often. Every time.
And where's she at?
And I was on time. You know? I was coordinated. Mm-hmm. I set everything up. Mm-hmm. If you guys could see it, it was really nice.
It's beautiful. Check out our Instagram.
Yeah.
We should be posting it there.
And where is she? Look at this fucking chair. Ain't nobody here.
Ain't nobody here.
It's nobody here but me and Steph.
It's just us two.
It's just us two. She has the nerve to talk shit. But anyway, I'm Randall.
It's fine. I'm Stephanie.
And yeah, let's get into it.
We still love you, Amber, but.
Married at First Sight. So yeah. it's been popular for a while. Like,
I remember 14th season now.
I remember my second wife and we would watch it. And she said, we had different opinions about it, right? She was saying it's romantic and it's just so nice and neat. And I get that. You know, it really, you have to be a true romantic to do that.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not something.
But also really open-minded.
Right.
Like, you just gotta be
open-minded.
Yeah.
But as far as it really depends on how you view marriage.
Yeah.
So like, I was more so like, marriage is between you and God, well, you, your person, is a vow in front of God, right? And you know, you just fucking squander it with anyone, and then like it's basically saying how important is marriage if you're just willing to marry anyone, and then like the chances of it working are so slim, you know?
Yeah,
like people marry people that they've known for years and it doesn't work out, but you're willing to marry a fucking stranger. You know,
I get
it's kind of like,
I get what you're saying.
It's like, yeah,
but I don't agree.
Okay.
I feel like because you have this, like, the sanctity of marriage, like, you know, like, because you really,
that's
like
how you say that.
I think
word.
That's how you say
it.
Right.
I was trying to say it.
You're trying to say it earlier.
Sanctity.
Yeah, there we go. There you go. But I think if you really do value marriage, then I think those are the kind of people that would come onto the show. Because I think if you really don't, obviously we've seen some that don't value marriage, obviously, because some of them came on there and were trash, like Chris from that one season. I can't remember, season 12 or whatever. But anyway, the real fans know who I'm talking about. Anyway, but I do think that there is a level of like reverence that you do have and respect for the institution of marriage when you come onto a show like that, because you're saying, I'm going to make a commitment to this person, even though I haven't met them and all that. I think it's the opposite. Like, it's because you care so much about marriage that you're willing to trust the experts, because also just keep in mind that they are not just like
trusty experts.
You know,
okay,
they're trusting these people who have track records of matching people together that has worked in the past. There are people who have been married.
What do you mean by
years.
Like worked in the past?
Like they're still together.
Two or three years isn't like working in a marriage.
I mean,
you know,
true.
Like because my first marriage was almost 8 years, and like, I don't even look at that person the same. You like, that person is nothing to me, you know, necessarily. Like, I get like she's the mother of my kids. So like, what's a great meter to like say, oh, this is a good marriage? And then at the same time, there's plenty of people in marriages that like don't like each other. Been married for like 20 plus years.
Yeah, obviously.
And there's you people like to put like a length of time as like a nice metric for like how well a marriage is,
if it's actually working,
right? But sometimes people are just in there for convenience. Sometimes people are in a marriage for necessity.
Yeah,
like they well they feel like it's a necessity. They don't want to, like, the dudes don't even, like, they don't want to pay child support. Or the women, in most instances, the women don't want to, like, fucking, like, be out there on their own and have to support themselves. So they're stuck in this marriage. In their opinion, they're stuck in this marriage. But these are people that are afraid to either be independent on their own or, like, have extra income taken out. But, you know, but that's not everyone who's stuck in a marriage, though. You know, it's a stories I hear a lot. But back to it, like, so how are these, we don't know if these marriages are necessary.
Yes, I get what you're saying, but I think the whole point of it, though, like, yes, we may not know, like, okay, if they don't last, you know, forever, or they don't last 20 plus years, and, you know, is that necessarily a failure? I don't think so. I think for the point of the show is that you marry this stranger, and at the end you have to decide whether you want to choose to stay married with them or not. And the fact that a lot of the couples do go on to stay married, now whether they would stay married or not after the show is a different conversation, because say these people had met, like, for one, they probably would have not gotten married at all, never got to experience marriage, or never found that person had it not been for the show, you know? So I think that it's still, even if they only have been, you know, together for 3 years, and we say that that's not long enough to say that it's like, you know, that shows like, oh, this works or anything, or this was a good thing, but they could have, that's still 3 years married to somebody that they probably would not have met outside of this show, or have not experienced outside of the show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get that.
They could have still on their own met somebody, got married, and got divorced after a year. So, I mean.
So what you're saying is that at least they got those, even if they get divorced, at least they got those 3 years in.
Yeah.
Because, that's terrible, though, because, like, you don't get married.
I mean, yeah,
just to have, like, a solid relationship for an amount of time. Like, every marriage is, you know, you go into the, and I know I'm one to speak, being married twice and divorced twice, but every marriage you go in there and you're trying to, like, be in love. Like,
yeah, you're trying for the long run. But I'm saying for us on the outside looking in, and we're trying to say whether this was a success or not, right?
Why even date?
And
like, why don't we all just marry?
Statistically, arranged marriages last longer, too. And this is basically an arranged marriage is what they have going on. And I'd be so down for an arranged marriage.
Wow.
I wish my parents could have hooked me up.
Damn.
Just really? Take it back to the olden days, because I feel like it's not working. Like, what I'm doing right now, like waiting on a man to approach me at a grocery store or at church or whatever, you know, and we strike up a conversation and, you know, we go on a couple dates and see if it works and all that, or go on a dating site. It's not really working. I feel like, you know, even if somebody I feel like even folks that have told me that have been married several, like 7 plus years, or married, 20 plus years, a lot of times they met either like, you know, some of their friends were, you know, introduced them, or their family, like even that is like, it may not be technically arranged, but it's like, even that's still like a level of arrangement. It's like, yeah, my mom introduced me to her friend's son, you know?
Yeah, give me one second. I'll cut this out.
Well,
You could go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, so, but yeah, basically, I feel like arrangements really might be what we need to bring back, because clearly none of us know what we're doing. And well, maybe not none of us. Obviously, there's people who have gotten married that found their person, all that good stuff. But I mean, there's like, even on the show, I've noticed that like the age, I feel like, is getting higher too. Like, I feel like it used to be like late 20s on there, but there's been a lot of like 35, close to 40.
As we get older,
you know,
there's a shift in priorities.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, I mean, not as we get older. As the years have gone by, there's a shift in priorities. You know, people were getting married young, like, mm-hmm. you know, back in, let's say, like, the 50s, you know, stuff like that. But now right. people, there's more people going to school, getting their life together before mm-hmm. marriage. Beforehand, a lot of people, you know, it was more about love and mm-hmm. we'll make it work. But to the point that you said about, like, arranged marriages, like, okay, I could see, like, in some cultures, that how it could work, right? Because a lot of those people who have arranged marriages, throughout their, like, whole entire life, they've been conditioned to, like, be prepared to have an arranged marriage. Mm-hmm. They knew from the get-go, well, most of them knew from the get-go that they weren't going to have a choice, that their parents were going to find someone for them,
yeah.
right? But for more Western civilizations, it's more so, you know, it's more freedom. Like,
yeah.
you're here to pick your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes people don't always, I could say, like, end up with someone in the long run. But that's good. Because, honestly, a lot of people aren't ready to be married. A lot of people mm-hmm. There's some people that never will be ready to be married.
Yeah.
Just because some people are just so emotionally unintelligent or yeah. stuck in their stuff that if they were in a marriage, it'd be terrible for them or the other person
mm.
And I mean, even people who've been married for years, some people complain about their wives all the time. I hear it all the time. Like
yeah.
they've said way more negative things than positive things about their wife. Even when I was married and, like, me and my wife were going through it or whatever, I would never, like, talk shit about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people just aren't there. So to have an arranged, you know, society, especially in Western culture, mm-hmm. where there's so many free thinking ideas, to have a society of arranged marriage sounds like it'd be terrible. It sounds like people would just, like, hate each other most of the time.
Well, actually, I don't know. I feel like you've kind of made the point of why, like, arranged marriages probably should come back. Is I feel like we, and maybe just tweaked a little bit, right? Like, instead of it being, you know, a girl is, you know, 16 years old and having to go marry some, you know, 50-year-old man because her parents told her to, you know, maybe let's not go back to that. But, like, where, you know, where the person is coming to their parents or coming to an expert and saying, because they also have the Indian matchmaker. That's a whole nother show. But just for the sake of this conversation, we're going to bring that show up as well.
Okay.
That's like they go to this woman and they tell her everything that they're looking for. She has some questions, things like that. She's an expert in matchmaking. And she also reads their astrology chart. She goes through this whole thing. And I mean, it's a part of their culture, I think. So I don't know, but it's like, you know, she goes through these steps or whatever, right? When they are ready and they come to her. And I feel like that, because a lot of times we have in our own minds of, like, what we feel like we want in a spouse. And I feel like the people closest to us, like me and you, are obviously best friends, great friends.
Correct.
I feel like you could choose very well for me that, like, not saying that I want you to choose my husband,
right.
but you know what I'm saying? Like, people
I got
closest.
Some idea.
Okay. Hey, let me know off camera though. No, but you know what I mean? Like, people who are closest to you, I feel like choosing or having some type of say, like helping you to find, like, no, you don't really know this about yourself, but you can be a little bossy or you can be, you know, a little uptight about certain things. You need somebody who's going to kind of bring you out of your shell or somebody who's going to kind of put you in your place a little bit. Not enough to squash your spirit, but enough to kind of, like, someone who can handle that, you know, because there's things that you don't even realize about yourself, you know, that you don't realize you need. And so I feel like going back to a level of arrangements could work. I mean, because people, you know, they're closest to you, they know you well enough, they should, to pick somebody that, you know, pick the right person.
You put a lot of trust into other people, you know, Like, is for a decision that's going to affect you for the rest of your life. Well,
that's what I'm saying. It's got to be tweaked. It wouldn't be like it was back in the day where you just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, blindly just let them do it. Like, I mean, like, this show, I probably would try it, but I wouldn't want to be on camera. Because it's embarrassing. Because who wants to
So it's embarrassing. Have everybody see so that? You.
If it works out, it's not that embarrassing, but, you know.
No, I just, I mean, like, anything works out for someone, right? Like, well, that's not a proper way to say it. There's something, anything could work for somebody. I don't know how to phrase it. You get what I'm saying? Like, not everything, what I believe isn't, you know, nowhere near doctrine, right? That married at first sight could very well work out for like a couple. They could last forever, you know, whatever. But I just feel like for the majority of people, it's like a terrible idea, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, I couldn't. Like, if I got married on a whim, or like at first sight, I feel. Like, you don't even know that person. It's a stranger.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is definitely
a crazy concept. And I know a lot of dudes are just down for, like, to get any girl, you know, as long as they look beautiful. But.
Well, and also at the end, you know, at the end of the show, you can say, no, I don't want to. At the end of 8 weeks, you decide if you want to continue on in the marriage or you can go ahead and get a divorce. And you,
just does it get annulled or is it
I guess because, I mean, it's only been 8 weeks. Really, so I don't know how it works. But I assume it's just an annulment if it's only been 8 weeks.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, and then I feel like these processes, like, they're kind of made, you end up kind of expediting, like, even though it's only 8 weeks, it's like all the exercises and the things that they had them do for those 8 weeks kind of like expedites the process of getting to know that person. Things that may take months to know about a person, you would know, you know, in a couple of days.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back. It's decent. I guess it's good.
I think it's good.
Yeah, it's good. All right, we are back. And we're talking about how people are shitting on the sanctity of marriage. But as you can see, Amber still isn't here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we didn't even, like 20 minutes? 20, and still not fucking here. You believe that shit? Anyway, back to, like, married at first sight, right? So, I believe the dating phase is very important. Like, so marriage is hard, and I feel like it's going to get rocky either way. But the dating phase is ultra important. Like, there's times when I'm dating a girl, she seems like perfect. And then, like, after 4 or 5 months, I start to notice patterns that are like red flags that I didn't see initially. Getting married at first sight, you don't get the opportunity to do that. And then, like, like, people getting married after, let's say, people say getting married 6 months is too early sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, getting married without even knowing the person. I feel like it takes a lot to be. I don't feel like there's just. I'm not like I'm a romantic, but I'm not super romantic that feels like, oh, I fell in love with her at first sight. Oh, that's my person. That was the person I meant to be with. I feel like you're compatible with a certain amount of different people in the world. It's a few things that have to be checked off for you to, like, feel attracted to this person, to love this person, to understand this person. I don't feel like there's one person across the globe somewhere for every person. But you need time, like, to weed that out. Because it's also been, like, people I've dated and then we finally move in together. And it's shit. When you live with a person, it's a totally different person. So what I'm basically trying to say is that, like, I feel like no matter how it works, it's way too sudden for you. And then back to your point about arranged marriages, like, just imagine being in an arranged marriage and wondering, like, what is this true love? You can't, like, necessarily confirm if this true love, because you were just put together with this person.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think anybody's expecting that they're going to fall in love and that everything's going to, like, happen just like that when they get married. You want to
be married? Well,
like, you're supposed to grow in love is how it usually, at least with arranged marriages, that's what the thought is that, like, you focus less on, because the love is not enough. Like, anybody's been married for years and years, older couples are going to always tell you love is not enough. Yeah, that's not correct. What keeps them together. And so when you focus on.
What are you doing?
I'm just getting something.
Okay. Love you.
You're so cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, they're all going to tell you that, you know, that love isn't, like, what keeps them together. So when they focus less on, like, the love will come, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, over time. And that's kind of, and that's basically, like, in the show, that is what they're thinking, is that, like, they're not supposed to fall in love, like, the moment they see each other at the wedding. Right. It's supposed to be, those are what the 8 weeks are for. They have a week where, you know, they go for their honeymoon, and they have, like, 2 weeks where they, or a couple of weeks where they're, like, living together in a mutual space, you know, where it's neither one of their spots. It's like a spot that, I guess, the show pays for or whatever. And, you know, they live in this apartment together. Then they move into one of the, whoever, they move into one of the spots, the woman or the man's house, and move in there together. And it's like, there's a whole, like, process. And then by the end, after they've been able to see each other in the honeymoon, the living together and all that, then they make the decision whether they want to, like, continue trying to see if, you know, what this is, like, if it'll work. But I mean, I don't know. I think it makes sense to me. I don't know why, but it's not so much just, like, the romantic side of it, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, as a fan, just like as somebody who's watching the show, I'm always like, that's always fun to watch and see, like, who's going to make it and see if their connections and all of that. But at the end of the day, like, I think it's more to it than just like that, you know, oh, we're, you know, going to fall in love and all that. A lot of times, like, because they are married, like, legally married, it takes out the whole, like, you know, kind of putting up a front in the beginning and all that. It's like, we've passed the dating phase. We are married. It's time to, like, dig in and figure out if this is what we want to do, whether we want to stay married or not, you know? So,
you know, I get that. And I get that, of course, I know that it takes more than love to, you know, maintain a marriage. But you're giving these people 8 weeks to fall in love, basically.
No, and they don't, actually.
Oh, what did they do?
There's couples that did not fall, like, that the woman clearly was like, I'm ready to say I love you. But he wasn't.
Right.
It was until way later, after the show. And then even then, she was like, yeah, he hasn't said it yet. And then he finally said it on the
imagine thing being or married to that person.
Yeah,
person,
I mean, I felt like, I mean, that to me is kind of, but he clearly was attracted to her. He liked her.
Right.
But it had only been 8 weeks. Like, you just, I mean, and she understood that. Like, because that's the point, is that this is a marriage and they're making that commitment to figure it out and see if, you know, if it'll work. But I mean, for some, it's not just, like, the marriage isn't just about, like, the love part. They feel like that'll grow, and it usually does. Usually. I mean, I have friends who said their parents were arranged, and they still hate each other to this day.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people it works, though.
What it comes down to is compatibility. And, like, so you're letting people put you guys together with the hopes of it being stable, but you guys are it's basically jumping the broom with a complete stranger with, like, something It sounds like a lot of bullshit, honestly. Like, I don't know.
I get it.
I'm trying to, like, make my point, but I can't, like, put the words together.
Well, but I think I understand what you're saying. I think there is a level. I can see how there's a level of, like, this is not a real thing. Clearly, you don't really care about marriage if you're willing to just marry
right.
a random person that you've never met. But then right, I also like, see I the other just side marry, of it, like, too. That,
like, what if I get matched with a crackhead?
Like, and that's when at the end of the 8 weeks, you say, you know what? This ain't going to work.
I'm going to stand there.
Or at the beginning, too. I mean,
be like, what the fuck is this shit?
That. They can say, like, there is, they can, like, when they see each other at the altar, go, ooh, nah, you're not attractive to me. Like, this ain't going to work. Like, they don't have to marry the person when they see them, you know?
Okay.
They could yeah. just say, ooh. I mean, there's one lady who wasn't attracted to her husband, like straight up from season one. I believe it was season one. So that means they had to have been married now, I think, for 7 years or so. They got kids. They together, you know what I'm saying? And she was not attracted to him. She was crying after the wedding and was like, I don't think this is going to work. Like, I'm not attracted to him. And I understood that man really wasn't that. He didn't look good at all. But
could you?
She grew to love him. He kept at it. He felt like he could win her over. And she decided to go through the process, trust the process, go through the 8 weeks. And she ended up falling in love with this man. And now they got like 4 kids. They've been married all these years. They're still together. It's but worked, you know?
Aren't you just...
Because...
at that point, you're... I got what I was trying to say. You're mm-hmm. forcing yourself to fall in love. It's like, I've already went yeah. through this marriage. And now, like, I'm going to try to make it work with this stranger. I'm going to force myself to love this person.
I don't think it's necessarily force. I think that it is commitment. Just like in marriage, in a typical, if she would have dated him and she had fallen in love and all, she went through, did it the traditional way, right? You still have to make a commitment every single day to choose to love this person and be with them every day. Like there isn't, it's not always, you know, it's not always right. easy. It's not going to always be butterflies. You're not going to feel like, not. You know, in love with this person every single day, but you've made a commitment to them to stay, to be with them for better or for worse. And therefore you are making this commitment. You're going to try to make it work.
Right.
Even on the, you know, bad days. And for her, it was, even though he was ugly.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that marriage is already, it's not an easy thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's beautiful to be with someone you love, you know? Mm. But it's not an easy thing. And you're making it even harder by marrying a stranger, a person you don't know.
I guess so.
Like, you know.
But I mean, if you're not having good luck out there, and especially, I feel like, and I think you told me this before we started recording, that we are putting our own like timetable on it. Cause I said correct. Like how, well, I'm 31, it's time. Like, it's like, I need to find my person. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I just feel like, I forgot what the point of me, where I was going with that.
Are you talking about women have a biological clock?
Yeah. What's that? Yeah. I think that, I was going to say like, I think there is this focus of, you know what, like what I have been doing does not work. It has proven to not work. So at this point, what do I have to lose when I'm in my 30s? Time's ticking. I want a family. I want to have children. The doctor says it's a geriatric pregnancy after 35. I don't have a whole lot of time to waste. You
that's
know,
that's the term they use.
Yes, geriatric they use geriatric pregnancy. That's what they call it. Damn. Isn't it great? So I mean, it's like, you know, so you do get to a point where you're like, you know what? What I've been doing, clearly I cannot seem to find the right person that I should be with. So maybe I should talk to these experts. Maybe I should try it. At least give it a chance. Like, because what I'm doing is not working to get the results that I want. So
I get what you're saying. Like, you feel like you don't want to, you'd rather take this chance than to waste time.
Yeah.
I get that.
Than to waste time doing nothing.
And I get that. I do.
And call it desperate. Call it what you want. I mean, it may, maybe it is a level of desperate, of debt, whatever.
It's I know what
desperacy.
You're trying to do. Yeah. I know what like, you're trying to
what
say.
What is that word?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, maybe it is desperate to do that, but I mean, I think it's no different than when you're like, man, I ain't been able to find nobody at the grocery store. Let me just go on and download this app real quick. Like, I'm gonna, you know, I don't really see really a difference in, you know, the level of desperacy anyway. Doing an arranged thing or, you know, like it's still a non-traditional route.
Right.
So.
And, man, those kids are loud.
Yeah.
And so it also, like how I said, how you view marriage. Like, to me, it's like a sham. And I explain, like, how I view marriage. But honestly, the institution of marriage that we know now wasn't always the case. You know, people used to, you know, pawn their daughters off for, like, you know, land, cows, you know, what have you.
Yeah.
And so to them, marriage was, you know, just an agreement to, you know, get something beneficial. And if that's your understanding of it, I could see how you would be okay with, you know, marrying at first sight, but come on, man. Like, could you imagine, like, the honeymoon, how fucking awkward that is? Like, you're standing
it
there.
It's not that awkward for them.
Wondering if I'm going to get some or not. Probably it's, not. That's
it's
weird.
It's actually not as awkward as you think. Well, okay, it is pretty awkward for some of them.
It's got to be awkward.
But the ones that click right away and they see each other and just immediately have that vibe and it just works, there ain't no awkwardness at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it just depends on the person.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you got anything else?
No.
Oh.
I'm good.
This was a good debate. You know? You have your opinion, I have mine. And I respect yours and you respect mine. So
yeah.
It was great. You know, hopefully you guys are out there in love and
you guys do whatever works for you.
There is no like one avenue that's guaranteed to work for everybody. You know, just do what works for you. Okay. I couldn't do that shit, but you know, this is it for this week. I'm Randall.
I'm Stephanie.
You guys have a great day.